There's no comparison, but we want you to discover that for yourself. Compare the cost of your degree program at Columbia Southern University through the Cost Comparison Calculator. Find out for yourself your level of financial commitment at other online universities. More importantly, find out how much you can save at Columbia Southern. Compare Columbia Southern with over 1,000 other online degrees at savewithcsu.com. There's no comparison. Take control. Text SAVE to 41484 to receive your link.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah
woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes!
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, we have Owen Whittleson. Owen is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. The podcast covers the Kansas City Chiefs from a United Kingdom perspective, and he is also a contributor for 99 Yards. The website covers American football from a United Kingdom perspective. On the program, we preview the Kansas City Chiefs season opener against the Detroit Lions. Also, we talk about the Chiefs' offense and defense. We also discuss Patrick Mahomes. Also, we talk about the 2023 season outlook for the Chiefs and more. Owen is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer on Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through September 4th.
I mean, it was just everybody. It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody on this team. Hey, he's this man right here.
Man, one of y'all said the Chiefs were going to take it home this year. Not a single one. Feel it. And on top of that, next time the Chiefs say something, put some respect on our name.
It was just all hard. We knew we didn't play our best. We knew we didn't play for each other as much as we wanted to. That first half was just, you know, it was a big moment. It was a big game. A lot of guys playing a little uncharacteristic, and we were just able to, you know, regroup at halftime and figure it out in that second half, man. We were flying around. MV Pat, you can't say enough about what this guy means to Kansas City and this team.
I mean, it's just, I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid. We got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby. We're going to celebrate this the right way.
Indeed, they did celebrate the right way. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League, and you heard Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and also tight end Travis Kelce at the end of the Super Bowl. That was in February, as the Kansas City Chiefs would win their second Super Bowl in 4 seasons. And certainly the Chiefs had a miraculous 2022 season that culminated in the Chiefs beating the Philadelphia Eagles and Patrick Mahomes becoming the Super Bowl MVP. To talk more about that Chiefs stunning run, and also with the Chiefs season opener against the Detroit Lions, and also the 2023 season outlook for the Kansas City Chiefs, let's welcome him back to the program. He has just been amazing since he's been with us on the program. He's a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, which is the podcast that gives you a unique insight of the NFL from a perspective from the UK, the United Kingdom, and he's also a contributor for a website called 99 Yards. Let's welcome him back to the program, Owen Whittleson. Hey, Owen, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hello, yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be back on.
You're welcome, Owen. Again, as always, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Owen, before we get into the 2023 NFL season, 2022 was an amazing and magical run for the Kansas City Chiefs. Give me your takeaways from the 2022 season, aside from them earning the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great season for the Chiefs. Exceeded expectations from before the season started with losing Tyreek Hill. Everyone thought that Kansas City would take a step backwards, and seeing them go out there and prove everyone wrong and go back to another Super Bowl, let alone win it, is really impressive. And just showed how strong the team is depth-wise. And I mean, losing one of the best wide receivers in the league is bound to make a team worse. But the fact that the Chiefs are able to come back and put such a great season and to end with that win was fantastic. Great as a fan, obviously. Being a Chiefs fan, it's always great to see.
I want to stay just with that magical season and specifically with the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. You're on the other side of the pond, on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. So I wanted to ask you, what was the response like in the United Kingdom from Chiefs fans? Was it the same excitement as it was back in the States?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were in Dublin for the Super Bowl over in Ireland. So, yeah, we had a big group of Chiefs fans all together, and we had a great time. It was a bit later in the day, obviously, being from the UK. I mean, you're talking like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning when it's finishing. But, I mean, I wasn't tired at all. The excitement carried me through, and that adrenaline from that Super Bowl win carried me through to the end. So, yeah, it was a great game and a great night out with a whole group of Chiefs fans. And yeah, I can tell you now, we were just as excited as you guys over the pond.
Owen, you said the key word, adrenaline. And certainly when you have adrenaline and also, let's just say, some interesting beverages, that'll definitely keep you up at around 2, 3 in the morning, your time. And certainly, hey, you guys were pumped up and you stayed up to watch your beloved Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. All right, so that takes care of the 2022 season. We're here with a brand new NFL season, 2023, and it's definitely going to be in full swing with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Detroit Lions in the season opener. Of course, we're going to talk about Mr. Mahomes and Mr. Kelce in just one moment, but I want to start off with the running backs for a moment. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he was in and out of the lineup last year due to injuries. I wanted to ask you, what do you expect from Clyde coming into this 2023 season?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year for the running backs in general, let alone just Clyde. I mean, he obviously was highly anticipated to be a really solid running back for us, being a first-round pick a few years ago, and hasn't really lived up to it so far in his NFL career. I mean, there's always still hope that he can put in a good season and be healthy for a year and really contribute to this offense. But I think he's got a lot to prove this year, because there's plenty of other running backs from last season that filled in for him when he was injured and might have even outperformed him. So it's going to be interesting to see what he can do this year. Hopefully he can pick it up and turn into the prospect that we thought he would be coming into the NFL. It'll be tricky because, like I said, there are a few running backs on that Chiefs on the roster that can be solid and can certainly be starters for us.
Indeed, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire shined bright just a few seasons ago as a member of the LSU Tigers, winning the national championship with Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and, of course, Joe Burrow. So hopefully, as you said, we can see that talent if Clyde is healthy for the most part during this season. I want to stay just with the running backs for a moment. Isaiah Pacheco, he came out of nowhere during his rookie year in 2022. You talked about the loss of Tyreek Hill and how bad it was for Kansas City offense, but they made up for it in a big way with having Isaiah Pacheco. He got it done running, and he also got it doing his work catching the ball from the backfield, and he's got speed. He's just as fast as Tyreek Hill. Just give me your thoughts on Isaiah, and what do you expect from him in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, what a great rookie season. I mean, you said it yourself, he did kind of come out of nowhere, being what, a sixth or seventh round pick out of Rutgers last season. It was great to see him step up and to really take a hold of that offense when he needed to, and he had a great season. I hope it continues into 2023, obviously. It seemed like the Chiefs offense was a lot more methodical last year with losing Tyreek Hill. You're not going to have as many of those splash plays. So having someone like Isaiah Pacheco who can step up and really take that workload, especially with Clyde Edwards-Helaire going down, it really helped us to bring some balance to our offense and really helped us get going and string consistent drives together and consistent plays down the field. So it's going to be great to see him in 2023, and it's going to be great to see those two and Jared McKinnon battle it out for that running back spot. It's going to be tight competition, but it'll be great watching them all play next year.
Absolutely. I want to move along now to the wide receivers. So Kadarius Toney was really the X factor in the trade deadline last year when the Chiefs acquired him from the New York Giants. And you talk about one of the fastest receivers in the league. So you've got Kadarius Toney. Also, you have Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who came over from the Green Bay Packers last year. And then when you add Sky Moore to the mix as well, and also you have Justin Ross, and then there's Justin Watson, and then when you add Richie James, who was a dynamo player playing for the San Francisco 49ers, give me your thoughts on the receiving core coming into this season.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about the skill position team on the Chiefs offense is there's so much depth. Obviously, we've mentioned the running backs, but in the wide receiver room, you listed off about five or six guys there who can all step up, and that's not even mentioning Rashee Rice, our second round, I think, draft pick from this year, so being a rookie coming into that offense. It's such a deep wide receiver group, and there's so much talent all across the board as well. There's no standout stars like your Tyreek Hills or anyone like that's going to carry the full, a bigger workload outside of Travis Kelce. So I think there's going to be a nice spread, and you're going to see loads of different types of receivers. You've got those like tall, big body guys like Justin Ross and your MVSs. And then you've got your speedsters like Sky Moore who can get it done and can win in different ways to some of the other receivers on the roster. So there's a lot of different talent on the field for the Chiefs at the wide receiver position. So it's going to be fun watching those guys. And there's plenty of depth, though. So I expect the ball to be spread out quite a lot in this offense and Mahomes to have loads of different targets to go to, all with different specialties. So, yeah, it'll be really fun watching this wide receiver room work this year.
All right, and then let's move along now to the offensive line for a moment. And, again, some stud offensive linemen for Kansas City with the likes of Creed Humphrey and, of course, Nick Allegretti, and then also Donovan Smith is a part of the crew as well. Just give me your thoughts on the offensive linemen as well as Joe Tooney, who's been with the team for a while now and certainly somebody he has his Super Bowl experience as well. Just give me your thoughts on the offensive line for this upcoming season.
Yeah, we've got quite a strong offensive line. Obviously, losing Orlando Brown in the offseason, he went on to the Bengals. It's still strong. We have guys across the line that can play. I mean, Tooney with the experience, like you said, Creed stepping into what I think is his third year now with the Chiefs, and he's been fantastic at center for us. So yeah, we've still got a strong offensive line. I still think they'll be able to do the work and create running lanes and give Patrick Mahomes some time. I've still got some faith in our offensive line despite losing Orlando Brown to the Bengals. And I think we picked up a tackle from the Buccaneers whose name escapes me. But yeah, we've got a nice offensive line still this year. I don't think they should take too many steps backwards. I think it will be a strong year for them as well.
Maybe I can help you out with the tackle who played for the Buccaneers. Donovan Smith is his name. So I hope that helps you out right there. And Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I want to move now to the defensive side. When we think of Kansas City, the first thing that comes to our minds is offense, of course, with Mahomes, Kelce, and company. However, on the defensive side, of course, Chris Jones, as this interview is airing, has not reported to camp because of a contract dispute. So, however, there's George Karlaftis, who had a decent rookie year. Also, Derek Nandi was solid. He was productive in 2022. And also, Lajarius Sneed made plays when it was necessary. And also, Nick Bolton came up huge in the Super Bowl. Just give me your thoughts on the Chiefs' defense heading into 2023.
Yeah, it's been interesting with Chris Jones, obviously not reporting to training camp and not playing in the preseason. Obviously, he's already well established in the league, and he's one of those top interior defensive linemen that the NFL has. So there's no worries in terms of his performance. It's just whether he's going to see the field and whether it would be with the Chiefs, and obviously what time that will be. I'm hoping he comes back. Obviously, he's one of those better interior defensive linemen that the league's got. So, yeah, hopefully he can come back and get all his contracts sorted out with the Chiefs, because I think he's entering his last year of his contract this year. So Yeah, it'll be good to see him back on the team because he does bring so much energy and so much pressure into that middle of that defensive line. And you can kind of play him anywhere. You can play him on the edge as well, and he is really versatile in that sense. So, yeah, it'd be great to see him back. It's a bit of a weird one at the moment with that whole situation, but just got to wait and let things play out and see how he can, you know, work his way back into the team and back into that starting lineup, because I think he will be he'll be sorely missed on this Chiefs defense. But like you said, there are some other guys that can step up. George Karlaftis, like you said, is showing potential into the late part of last season. And we also drafted the defensive end as well. So there is some wiggle room there with the defensive line. We did lose Frank Clark though in the offseason, so that'll definitely cause a hole. Hopefully Chris Jones can come back and can be the veteran piece of this defensive line and really bolster it, because there's not many pieces in the league you'd rather have than Chris Jones. So yeah, hopefully that'll get sorted out. But we might see the defensive line take a step back if Chris Jones doesn't come back until later in the season. It might be a bit of a slow start for the Chiefs defensive line just as he works out.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Jones is one of the best in the league. And as you said, Owen, he's definitely established himself as one of the premier defensive ends. And hopefully they can get that situation worked out as quickly as possible. And the kicker position, if you're on point as a kicker, you are definitely held to a high regard. And Harrison Butker has been one of the best in the league for quite some time. Give me your thoughts on Harrison and what do you think he's going to do in 2023?
Yeah, Harrison Butker has been was solid for us. I mean, he's kicked a few good game winners in his time, and he's been a consistent kicker. The occasional slip up here and there, but I mean, what kicker in the league doesn't have misses occasionally? Like, it's going to happen. It's difficult for a kicker to go 100%. So I think he's solid. I think he is up there in the kicker rankings, should we say, in the NFL. I think he's solid for us. So hopefully he continues that into 2023, and we can rely on him some more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Harrison has been clutch for quite a while now, and certainly he hopes to continue that coming into this season. We talk about clutch players, and you mentioned his name earlier, tight end Travis Kelce. I mean, what can you say about Travis, right? Definitely in his prime, definitely somebody that is just a key element to not just any offense, but most importantly, Kansas City's offense. I know you got a lot to say about number 87, but just give me your thoughts on Travis and what do you expect from him in 2023?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love Travis Kelce, man? He's one of the most consistent performers on this Chiefs team and in the league as well. He's been doing it for us for ages now. What a player. Hopefully he continues, because he is starting to get into the latter years of his career now. But yeah, hopefully he keeps it going and he keeps churning out numbers for us and yards and even better touchdowns. He's a fantastic player and a great personality as well for the team. He's a real veteran image on that roster, and I think a lot of the younger guys do look up to him and do respect the work and the success he's already had in this league. So yeah, long may it continue, because him and Patrick Mahomes are two of the greatest duos in NFL history, you can say. It's getting to that point now where they've just been doing it so consistently for the past 5 or 6 years that it's great to watch, being a Chiefs fan week in, week out. These two guys get to work, and especially Travis Kelce doing his thing. It's great.
Indeed, it is great. And speaking of somebody that it has been great for such a long time, Andy Reid. I mean, the best gets better, and Andy just continues to be one of the masters of the craft of head coaching. And 2023, again, has an opportunity to defend the Super Bowl title, has an opportunity with a chance to repeat. Give me your thoughts on Coach Reid and what do you expect from him coming into 2023, despite losing offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, who's now in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Reid, another guy, like you said, who's been doing it for such a long time, obviously with the Eagles first, reaching a Super Bowl, and unfortunately losing it before coming to the Chiefs. And then the success he's had with the Kansas City Chiefs is incredible. Even before Patrick Mahomes, he was doing it with Alex Smith. And he's one of the top coaches in the league, like you said. He's so good. And you see his game plan, like in the Super Bowl back in February, with wide open receivers walking into the end zone without a defender being within 10 yards of them, is just incredible game planning. And he plays it like he plays the game of football like chess. He's such a talented head coach. And he's one of the main reasons why this Chiefs team has had so much success in recent years. Such a great head coach. And I hope he stays with the team for a lot longer, because we'll have some more success if he does. So yeah, I've got all the respect for Andy Reid and the work he does, because, yeah, he's incredible.
Indeed, he is incredible. And speaking of somebody that's incredible, you know, there's always once-in-a-lifetime talent in any industry, whether it be in sports or just education or any field in life. And Patrick Mahomes is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. You talk about just the leadership and the throwing ability, the athletic ability, just like a Harry Houdini or like a David Blaine or maybe a Chris Angel out on the field, right, just performing magic. And Patrick Mahomes, hey, league MVP, Super Bowl MVP, recent Super Bowl MVP of the one that just passed, and certainly a guy who, it's very scary. He hasn't even really entered his prime as of yet. And I know you can give a lot about Patrick, but just give me your thoughts on Patrick and what do you expect out of him in 2023?
Yeah, it's sometimes I have to remind myself how fortunate I am to be a Chiefs fan in the Patrick Mahomes era. It's just incredible to watch him go to work and be able to root for him week in, week out. I'm extremely fortunate as a Chiefs fan to be able to have that guy on my sideline and playing for my team. It's great. I mean, he's proved it year in, year out that he's that guy, and he's one of the best, if not the best, quarterbacks in the league. So yeah, it's great to watch him last season win an MVP and a Super Bowl in the same year. I think he's the first person since, I think, Kurt Warner back in 99 to do that. So yeah, it's great to see the accolades that he keeps picking up for himself, and that trophy cabinet's getting bigger and bigger every year. So yeah, hopefully it continues, and he continues to work with as a team changes around him, and as he starts to get these new guys in, and yeah, hopefully this Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, like, trio that they've got figured out continues for a long time, because they play some great football together, and you've always got a chance when Patrick Mahomes is on the field.
You're right about that, Owen. And one thing's for sure, whenever Mahomes is under center, you have a great chance of winning just with his talent and his awareness and all the intangibles that he has. He certainly paid off big dividends being a member, being the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, so we have our season opener between the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs, which the game is going to be at Arrowhead Stadium, one of the loudest, if not the loudest, stadium in the National Football League. Just give me your thoughts on what do you expect out of this game, not just for the Chiefs, but for the Lions as well.
It's going to be a great game. I think the Detroit Lions are one of the most underrated teams in the NFL, especially going into 2023. They've got some really nice pieces. I think Jared Goff is going to take another step and continue to improve in Detroit. So I expect it to be a really good game between the Chiefs and the Lions. Yeah, I really like Dan Campbell, their head coach. I think they've got some pieces to work with. Maybe they don't have the ceiling that the Chiefs might have, but I wouldn't be surprised if they gave the Chiefs a run for their money in this game, because they want to upset the Chiefs on their banner night. So yeah, why not? I think the Detroit Lions will really put up a fight against us, and it'll be a great game in Arrowhead. Kicking off the 2023 schedule, feels like it's been a long time since I last watched the Chiefs and watched the NFL. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a great game.
It feels like that, Owen. I know the last NFL game that was played was in February, but it just feels like an eternity when you haven't had NFL on in quite some time, but definitely it's good to see NFL football back. Now, I'm going to ask you your prediction for this game in just a moment, but I want to get to the 2023 season outlook for the Chiefs. It's a no-brainer, right, in terms of how you feel about the Chiefs repeating, but I want to ask you, where do you expect the Chiefs to finish? Do you see them winning the AFC West again? And if so, what's the record that you predict? And do you see them possibly repeating as champs?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because obviously when you come off winning the Super Bowl, the sky really is the limit for any team that's just been Super Bowl champion. I think it's the same for the Chiefs this year as well. That they've been doing it at a consistent level for so long with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we've never not been to the AFC Championship game with the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes under center. So yeah, I really do think the sky's the limit with this team again. It'll be interesting because the competition in the AFC has also gotten a lot better with Aaron Rodgers obviously coming over to the Jets. The AFC is stacked at quarterback, let alone the teams around the quarterbacks as well. It's a really tough conference now, so it's going to be a bloodbath, I think, in the AFC this year. I think there'll be some really great games. I think once you get to that January time when the playoffs start rolling around, it's going to be some electric football that these AFC teams are going to be putting on. So I think the competition stepped up, and I think the Chiefs have stayed about where they are. The Chiefs where they are Super Bowl champions. So I think we can give any team a run for their money this year. But it'll just be some great football. I'm looking forward to it. I'm heading out to Frankfurt in November to watch them take on the Dolphins, which is great, part of the international series that the NFL puts on. So yeah, I can't wait for that, to watch Patrick Mahomes live in the flesh. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great season.
Absolutely. So what record do you see the Chiefs finishing with in 2023?
That's a good question. I'll need to do a deeper dive off the top of my head. I mean, I think we're looking at... I mean, I don't know if I'm being too confident in saying 13-4, 12-5, around that region. I can see us winning the AFC West again. I think Sean Payton and Russell Wilson will be a lot better than Russell Wilson was last year. I think he's got a much stronger head coach now in Sean Payton, so I think they're going to be a lot better than the Broncos. The Raiders may have taken a step back by losing Derek Carr, so I'm not too sure about them. And the Chargers are always, hyped up coming into the season, but who knows where they're going to be, because they're always an unpredictable team. But, you know, they've got a strong roster, so we'll see how that works out. I can picture them being good, but it's hard to not pick the Chiefs when we've won the AFC West, what is it now, 8 times in a row, however long it's been. So it's hard not to pick the Chiefs in the division. So yeah, I'm going to go around 12-5, 13-4, and see how we get on from there.
Man, you're right about that. The AFC has been locked and loaded for quite some time, and especially, as you mentioned about the Denver Broncos, with the addition of head coach Sean Payton and, of course, Russell Wilson, who is a much fitter Russell Wilson, a much fit Russell Wilson, excuse me, and he's lost some weight, so he's determined. And, of course, Justin Herbert got a new contract in the offseason with the Chargers, and Joe Burrow. I mean, what more can we say about him? And, of course, Josh Allen with the Bills as well. And I know you mentioned about you're looking forward to going to Frankfurt to see the Chiefs take on the Dolphins in Germany. And that should be an amazing experience. All right, so I got to ask you now, your prediction for the season opener, the final score between the Lions and the Chiefs.
Yeah, like I said, I think it'll be a lot closer than people are anticipating it to be. Well, at least Chiefs fans are anticipating it to be. I think the Detroit Lions got a good team, like I said. So I'm going to say somewhere in the region of 30-24 to the Chiefs. I do think they pull off the win. I think they start 1-0. I think the firepower would just be a bit too much for that Detroit Lions defense. But I think they'll give us a run for our money. I think it'll be really tight. So yeah, I'm going to say 30-24 to the Chiefs.
All right, solid. And you heard it from him. He is Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and also a contributor for 99 Yards. And Owen, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on over at Arrowheads Abroad and also 99 Yards.
Yeah, so the Arrowheads Abroad, we're still doing podcasts every week. They'll be coming into the full swing of things as we get into the season. So yeah, really looking forward to hitting the season running with the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. We're also, like I said, we're going out to Frankfurt this year, which is going to be really good fun. I can't wait to be out there with all the Chiefs fans watching the Chiefs live, like I said. And 99 Yards are still rocking as always. So it's going to be a really good year for us. I'm really looking forward to all the stuff we've got planned.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome right there. Just tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Arrowheads Abroad and 99 Yards. And if you any websites, let the listeners know that as well.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Widowson Owen. That's like my main social media. And then the Chiefs, the Arrowheads Abroad are at @KCChiefs_UK, I think. And then 99 Yards, I believe, is just at 99 Yards, all spelled out. So, yeah, that's where you can find us.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, which is the podcast that gives you a unique perspective of the NFL from the United Kingdom. And also, he's a contributor for 99 Yards. Owen, as always, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks for having me. It's always great coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mahomes looking that way, throwing that way. Kelce got it. Touchdown. Pacheco right up the gut and in. Touchdown. Quick throw. Tony's got it. Tony walks in. Touchdown, Kansas City. Low sinking kick. Tony on the run. Still up on his feet. Tony has a wall. It's another block. Tony inside the 20. Tony still going, and he's down to the 5.
Eligible player on back-to-back plays.
Blitz coming. Mahomes, man wide open. Touchdown, Chiefs, and Sky Moore.
I mean, it was just everybody. It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody on this team. Okay, this man right here.
Man, one of y'all said the Chiefs were going to take it home this year. Not a single one. Feel it. And on top of that, next time the Chiefs say something, put some respect on our name. It was just all hard. We knew we didn't play our best. We knew we didn't play for each other as much as we wanted to. That first half was just, you know, it was a big moment. It was a big game. A lot of guys playing a little uncharacteristic, and we were just able to, you know, regroup at halftime and figure it out in that second half, man. We were flying around. MV Pat, you can't say enough about what this guy means to Kansas City and this team.
I mean, it's just, I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid, we got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby. We're going to celebrate this the right way.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, which is the podcast that covers the Kansas City Chiefs from a United Kingdom perspective. And he's also a contributor for 99 Yards. The website covers American football from a United Kingdom perspective. Again, a big special thank you to Owen for appearing on the program. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.